Central London has been rocked by large and at times violent student protests over the government's decision to triple university fees. Prince Charles and his wife Camilla were caught up in the demonstrations. Their car was pelted with paint and had one of its windows cracked as the royal couple made their way towards a theatre. Europe correspondent Emma Alberici is in London. Emma, good morning. The scuffles between police and protesters appear to be getting quite violent. They're still going on.
Indeed, clashes between police and rioters have really escalated in the past hour or so. 22 people are now being treated by paramedics, and that's both police officers and protesters. Young people now carrying shovels are smashing windows. They've stormed the Treasury building, the Supreme Court building, a number of London's old phone booths. They're hurling missiles, anything they can find, snooker balls, paint bombs, sticks. Some of the reporters out there are now donning helmets and protective gear. And some of the more iconic shops along Oxford Street, for instance, Topshops, Marks and Spencer, all been attacked. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner has spoken publicly just now to say, quote, that a significant number of people behaved very badly and that a serious and thorough investigation will now be launched by Scotland Yard. They've vowed to find and prosecute the perpetrators, not only of the damage, of course, but also of the violence. And so what started off as a fairly peaceful march to demonstrate against a vote to raise student fees has really spiralled into quite something else since the MPs at Westminster did vote to pass that law, which will see universities in England able to charge up to £9,000 a year. That's around $15,000.
It's not the first time students have taken to the streets, nor will it be the last, I guess. There's a lot of anger against the government.
Indeed, just like what we've seen in Greece and Spain, there's been a lot of simmering rage in the UK about the government's austerity measures designed to tackle its record budget deficit. And people on the streets are angry. They're angry with the government, but more pointedly, they're furious about the Liberal Democrats who jumped into this coalition with the Conservatives and then abandoned their pledge from the last election. They said they'd abolish fees altogether, and instead they're tripling them from the equivalent of $4,800 to about $15,000. And this is a taste of the feeling on the streets today.
Frankly, I don't believe what they're doing today is right. I think it's bad policy, it's a bad way of doing things. Them rushing it in is wrong. I think they're going to do a lot of damage.
We're one of the only two countries in the world that's taking money out of higher education. Why on earth are we doing this? To develop for the future, we need to put money into education. We need to develop our workforce and put money into it.
Most of the students that are actually demonstrating here today are not on courses that are actually going to provide them with a good income.
I was here 6 months ago protesting to get the Lib Dems into office, and now I'm here trying to get him out. It's just abysmal. They've gone completely back on their word.
Some of the angry students on London's streets are there. Emma Alberici is our correspondent. She's in London. Emma, what about the royal couple? How did they manage to get caught up in all of this?
Well, Prince Charles and his wife, the Duchess of Cornwall, did become embroiled in all the commotion as they were being driven towards the 2010 Royal Variety performance just off Regent Street. Paint bombs were thrown at their car and a window of the car was smashed. You can see a photograph in the online press now, and you can really see how rattled they were, both of them looking quite shocked at what was occurring around their car. But Clarence House has issued a statement confirming that both were unharmed.
Emma Alberici, our correspondent in London.